morning, I hope I'll be able to clearly put it together, and then we'll be on our way, rejoicing. We have read the passage, so I won't bother to read it again. Romans 10, 14 to 15, and the title is, go ye there and preach the gospel. Go ye. When John the Baptist began his ministry, he preached the gospel. If you look at Matthew 3, 1 to 3, the Bible says, in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. When Jesus followed suit on John's heel, he did the same thing. He preached the gospel, Matthew 4:17. The Bible says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is what? Is at hand. And after Jesus ascended to heaven, his followers in Jerusalem did what they have been taught. They preached the gospel. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 2. Acts of Apostles chapter 5. Verse 42. He's saying the same thing. He said, being greatly disturbed that they taught the people and preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Then Acts of Apostles 5:42. And daily in the temple and in every home, that is, those are house fellowship, did they not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ? Then, as the church was progressing, Stephen was martyred. So, after Stephen's martyrdom, when the church was driven from Jerusalem, Acts of chapter 8 is the evidence of their single-minded focus on Christ. Acts of Apostles chapter 8. So read that verses 4 to 5 says, therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. They were scattered in Jerusalem because of the death of Stephen. But they didn't bow their heads because of that. They were still preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. Philip was one of the apostles. 12. But when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were what? Were baptized. 35. That's same 8:35. Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Then the time of Paul came. So when Paul was converted, immediately he preached Christ in the synagogues. That Christ is what? The Son of God. Look at Apostles 9:20. Immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogue, that he is the Son of God. That is, Jesus is the Son of God. So regardless of who, when, or where, the early followers of Jesus preached. In the early stages, John and Jesus declared or announced that the kingdom of God is at hand. After the resurrection, preaching became more focused, proclaiming the good news of Christ's identity, his death, his burial, resurrection, and the sins of the world. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Said, moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, and also you received, and in which you stand. 2. By which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. May you not believe in vain in the mighty name of Jesus. For I deliver to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. So why was there such a focus on preaching? Paul answered the question by himself with another question. And that was the Bible passage you read. Romans 10:14. And how shall they hear and call and believe without a preacher? How? It's not possible. So wherever you go, that's the implication. Be ready to preach the good news. 2 Timothy 4:2 warns us, or admonish us. Say, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Say, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. So you must not be tired of preaching the word. Preaching is the chariot that carries Christ up and down, you know, the world. That's the chariot. They must say, oh, this is a Christian, and then your behavior is different from the way you do your work is different from. Don't let it be that, oh, and you call yourself a Christian. I've had that word several times. It puts me to shame several times when. Because people expect something better from us. Praise the Lord. Now, what are the benefits of preaching the word? I don't have much, but let me just, the one I was able to identify. John 5, verse 2. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five pouches. So the scripture made mention of the pool, which was called Bethesda. It was at this pool that several sick and impotent folk lay waiting for the time when an angel would stir the water so that they could step in and get healed. That is to say, when a man of God will come and make an altar call and they will step towards and surrender their life to Christ. That's exactly what it means to me. Said an angel will come. And I've told you, look, no one of us will see an angel and stand. When I was sick, the one I saw, I think I told you, it appears in form of a human being, big, tall, mighty, holding a sword in his hand. And showing me, okay, if I take you up and bring you back, you know, what will you do for me? And I already have the plan. It was in the scroll, it was in my hand. And I showed him. I said, okay, let's go. In life, in real life, none of us will see an angel and stand. We cannot. It's not possible. All those angels you see in the Bible, an angel appeared to him, an angel appeared to him. It's really human beings. They come in form of a human being. So Jesus Christ came into that crowd, you know, or a preacher came into that crowd and made it an altar call. So that means, in this case that we are talking about, Jesus showed up unannounced, healed the man who had been there for 38 years. It was not a case of stirring the water so that everyone will compete with that man. Jesus personally or personalized that miracle for that man. And that is what you get when you preach the word. Now, can we compare Jesus' sudden appearance at that pool to preaching the gospel? Yes. I will say yes. You never know when you're sharing the word with that individual or group of individuals through speaking, through giving, through sharing the tract that you share every day when you go on your prayer walk could bring everlasting peace into the lives of those individuals. I have a pastor now in Nigeria. Wife beater, wife abuser, a drunkard. And he said he was just coming from one of his episodes that evening. He was already drunk. And he saw this set of SUs lining the street and distributing tracts. He said he made joke of them. He laughed. He said, these people have started again. And they threw one of the tracts into his car. He said for 3 months, he never bothered to check it. So one day he was just washing his car. Let me see what these people even threw in my car. And then he took that track and he read. Today is a pastor in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Tracks that is not even touched for 3 solid months. Somebody is going to take that credit, you know that? That guy that threw the track, that one that organized the crusade, that one that says, okay, let us go. I don't know. They all have their portion in bringing that man to Christ. So I want you to hear me this morning. You never know when you are sharing the word with that individual or group of individuals. Hear me. Yours will be called a personalized miracle. Somebody say amen. Yours will be called that miracle that has your name on it, yours will be called that portion for which no man contended with you. Yours shall be called that door that was specifically opened for you to enter into. Yours shall be called that opportunity that you took up before people heard about it. Yours shall be called a portion that came with no contention. If everyone at the pool knew that Jesus was a healer, maybe the sick and the impotent folk would have all pressed towards Jesus at the same time to seek healing. This man in focus had the privilege of getting what he wanted without needless competition. That is what happens when we preach the gospel. Needless competition. You just approach the guy, shift, you know, give him a tract, and that's all. That is what happens when we bring the good news to individuals and groups of individuals anywhere. It could be the classroom, it could be the gym, it could be the neighborhood. Hear me this morning. Your portion will come without needless competition. God will cause you to have what you need without a multitude of rivals getting in your way in the mighty name of Jesus. That is what preaching the word of God is all about. Remember Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30. Said the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and he that wins souls, do what? Is wise. You shall be wise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Brethren, let us be wise in all our ways. The man at the pool will later tell Jesus of how he made several attempts at entering the pool upon the steering of the waters by an angel, only for someone else to get ahead of him each time. The man was stagnated by the competition of his day. God knows those you cannot compete with, brethren. And he will take them out of your way to help you receive your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Get set to have that personalized miracle that will come without contention. Get set that miracle that has your name on it to be delivered to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ye and preach the gospel. Rise on your feet this morning. Rise on your feet. When you go and you preach the gospel, there will be no contention in your life. Yes. Nobody will compete with you. Nobody will compete with your miracle. Genesis 26:22 says, and he removed from thence and dig another well. And for that they strove not. That is, he was nobody contended with him anymore. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. I want to declare with me this morning, my miracle has my name on it. There shall be no contention or competition. In the name of Jesus. Just turn into prayer. Turn into prayer. My miracle has my name on it. There shall be no competition. There shall be no contention. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. As long as there is God in heaven, you will never know shame. Your life will always have a meaning. Brethren, say amen. Amen. The door of goodness shall not be shut against you. Amen. By the grace of God, your arrival at all places will break barriers. Amen. Your miracle will break protocols. Amen. Your testimony shall last forever. Amen. You shall walk and walk in favor of God. Amen. Anywhere you go in the mighty name of Jesus, amen, God will make you the head. You shall never be tail. You will grow from glory to glory by the special grace of God. All your mockers will become your workers. You will move from insult to result. You will have a glorious day, glorious life, in the mighty name of Jesus. All your enemies will bow before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. But this can only happen when you proclaim Christ to the world. Say, Father, I will proclaim you through my attitude, through my walk, through the word of my mouth. When I walk on the street, I will proclaim you. When I find myself in the gym, I will proclaim you. I will proclaim you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead, talk to God. I will be wise. I will win souls. I will preach the word. I will never be ashamed of you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brother, bless yourself this morning. Just put your hands on your hands on your head. And begin to bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Proclaim beautiful things. As a pastor, I bless you this morning as I hear from the Lord. You will not work for money. Money will work for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will not struggle. I'm not a prosperity preacher, but I believe in prosperity. The Bible says, how can they hear the word if there is no preacher? One of my ambitions in life is to go from one country to the other preaching the gospel. But I am limited. Why? Because I have no money. In the name that's above the name, ways shall be opened unto me this morning. I will preach the gospel. I will go from one continent to the other to proclaim Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. I've been to China. When I was there, I looked at the people. I said, wow, these people need Jesus. Come and see underground churches. Ah, they were for Christ. They were happy to be arrested for the gospel. Lord, I bless your people this morning. And as they preach in that capacity that we have given unto them, they shall be blessed. Their blessing will have no contention in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want us to renew our pledge this morning by giving our life to Christ. Father, I give my life to you. I give my life to you, Lord. I give my life to you. I renew my pledge in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not be ashamed of your gospel. I will not be ashamed of preaching your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you. Mighty God you are. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you, O Lord, for the newness of your word. Thank you for inhabiting us yourself. Thank you for making us to become blessings to other people. Glory and honor to yourself. Our names will never be found missing from the book of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.